Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session of Read the Word. Glad to have you with us today. And we're gathering quite a family of readers with us now, getting some feedback in from some people, and we thank you for that. Thank you for being a part of this, and as always, share it wherever you want to share it. Share it with your friends. Anybody that you've seen that's just kind of hanging around the edge or they love God with all their heart, send it to them and say, think you'll like this and enjoy it because it'll be a blessing to them in their life. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Joseph. And when you think about it, this is the completion of the vision. This is another part of the vision where God said to Abraham, I will bless you and make you a great nation. And the children of Israel are going into Egypt. And from there, they come out about 6 million strong after 400 years of slavery. And then God, if you look way down the road, God is setting Egypt up to plunder them and bless his kids because they were a wicked nation. And this is all coming in Genesis and Exodus. It's the majestic word of God. It's that promise God made in Genesis chapter 12 to Abraham. You walk before me in my ways, and I'm going to bless your life in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's pray our opening prayer that we pray every night from Ephesians chapter 3. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go. Genesis chapter 46, Jacob's journey to Egypt. So Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba, to the God of his father, Isaac. Then God spoke to Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here I am. So he said, I am God, God of your father. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation there. And I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again. And Joseph will put his hand on your eyes. Then Jacob arose from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob, their little ones, their wives, in the carts which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. They took their livestock and their goods, which they had acquired in the land of Canaan, and went to Egypt, Jacob and all his descendants with him, his sons and his sons' sons, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his descendants he brought with him to Egypt. Now these were the names of the children of Israel, Jacob and his sons who went to Egypt, Reuben, who was Jacob's firstborn. The sons of Reuben were Hanok, Palu, Hezron. The sons of Simeon were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah were Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Issachar were Tola, Puva, Job, Shimron, The sons of Zebulun were Sered, Elon, and Jahleel. These were the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Padan Aram with his daughter Dinah. All the persons, his sons and his daughters, were 33. So 33 from Leah's descendants. Verse 16. The sons of Gad were Ziphon, Haggai, Shuni, Esbon, Eri, Aradi, and Erali. The sons of Asher were Jimna, Ishua, Isui, Beriah, and Sirah, their sister. And the sons of Beriah were Heber and Malchiel. These were the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter. And these she bore to Jacob, 16 persons. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, were Joseph and Benjamin. And to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. Verse 21, the sons of Benjamin were Bela, Beker, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, Rosh, Muppim, Pupim, and Ard. Good name, isn't it? Ard. Pirate. 22. These were the sons of Rachel, who were born to Jacob, 14 persons in all. The son of Dan was Hashem. The sons of Naphtali were Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shalim. These were the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, and she bore these to Jacob, 7 persons in all. All the persons who went with Jacob to Egypt, who came from his body, besides Jacob's sons' wives, were 66 persons in all. Isn't that an interesting number? And the sons of Joseph, who were born to him in Egypt, were 2 persons. All the persons of the house of Jacob who went to Egypt were 70. That's something. That's a perfect number with God. Verse 28. Then he sent Judah before him to Joseph to point out before him the way to Goshen. And they came to the land of Goshen. Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to Goshen to meet his father Israel, presented himself to him, and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face, because you are still alive." Then Joseph said to his brothers and his father's household, "I will go up and tell Pharaoh and say to him, 'My brothers and those of my father's house who were in the land of Canaan have come to me.' And the men are shepherds, for their occupation has been to feed livestock, and they have brought their flocks, their herds, and all that they have. So it shall be when Pharaoh calls you and says, 'What is your occupation?' that you shall say, 'Your servant's occupation has been with livestock from our youth, even until now, both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians.'" Interesting characteristic there, isn't it? They didn't like lamb chops, evidently. Chapter 47. Then Joseph went and told Pharaoh and said, "My father and my brothers, their flocks and their herds, and all that they possess have come from the land of Canaan. And indeed, they are in the land of Goshen." And he took 5 men from among his brothers and presented them to Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh said to his brothers, "What is your occupation?" And they said to Pharaoh, "Your servants are shepherds, but we and also our fathers." And they said to Pharaoh of what Joseph told them to say, "We have come to dwell in the land because your servants have no pasture for their flocks. for the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. Now, therefore, please let us, your servants, dwell in the land of Goshen. Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Have your father and brothers dwell in the best of the land. Let them dwell in the land of Goshen. And if you know any competent men among them, then make them chief herdsmen over my livestock. Not too bad of a deal right there, is it? Then Joseph brought in his father, Jacob, and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Jacob, how old are you? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 135 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life. And they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my father and the days of their pilgrimage. Now, it's interesting that he's got the blessing and he's calling his days evil. But he's calling his days evil because of the grief that he suffered, thinking that Joseph was dead. That's why you got to beat grief. It tries to kill you. And if you need some help on that, then please give me a call or message me, email me, and we'll help you understand that fact. Verse 10, Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. And Joseph situated his father and his brothers and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded. Then Joseph provided his father, his brothers, and all his father's household with bread according to the number in their families. Makes you want to bake a big loaf of bread and put some hot butter on it, doesn't it? Here we go. 13. Now there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very severe, so that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan languished because of the famine. Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan for the grain which they bought, and Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. Verse 15. So when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in your presence? For the money has failed. 7-year famine is a long time. That's a long time. Verse 16. Joseph said, give your livestock, and I will give you bread for your livestock, if the money is gone. So they brought their livestock to Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for the horses, the flocks, cattle of the herds, and for the donkeys. Thus he fed them with bread in exchange for all their livestock that year. When that year had ended, they came to him the next year and said to him, we will not hide from my lord that our money is gone. My lord also has our herds of livestock. There is nothing left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our land. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants of Pharaoh. Give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land may not be desolate. They were asking for seed. Amazing that they sold everything they had because this demonic spirit that prevails, it's called Baal. So that's something. Then Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for every man of the Egyptians sold his field. Famine was severe upon them. So the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he moved them into the cities from one end of the borders of Egypt to the other end. Only the land of the priest he did not buy, for the priest had rations allotted to them by Pharaoh. And they ate their rations which Pharaoh gave them. Therefore, they did not sell their lands. Then Joseph said to the people, Indeed, I have brought you and your land this day for Pharaoh. Look, here is seed for you, and you shall sow the land. It shall come to pass in the harvest that you shall give one-fifth to Pharaoh. Four-fifths shall be your own as seed for the field and for your food, for those of your households, and as food for your little ones. Verse 25. So they said, you have saved our lives. Let us find favor in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants. And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt to this day that Pharaoh should have one-fifth, except for the land of the priest only, which did not become Pharaoh's. And you notice that the children of Israel did not lose their land of Goshen. 27. So Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions there, and grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the length of Jacob's life was 147 years. When the time drew near that Israel must die, he called his son Joseph and said to him, now, if I have found favor in your sight, please put your hand under my thigh and deal kindly and truly with me. Please do not bury me in Egypt, but let me lie with my father. You shall carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burial place. And he said, I will do as you have said. And he said, swear to me. And he swore to him. So Israel bowed himself on the head of the bed and crossed over. Interesting set of verses today. Think about God's promise on these people. All of those people sold their land, except the children of Israel and the priest. The priests were priests for Baal, the false god. And the false god's land was not sold. And Baal is the prevailing spirit of this day, controlling many generations and many nations. I think it's very interesting that they did not sell their land. I never picked that up until tonight. Now think about this. Joseph lived all those years in slavery, in the prison, and in the dungeon. But it didn't stop God from elevating him to number two in that nation and setting his people free. Never give up on the vision that God has given you for your life and for your family. Because no matter what it looks like in front of you, God is still working in your life, in Jesus' name. Well, prayer of salvation, so that you can be a believer and walk with God every day and have his blessing in your life every single day. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
and
life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Verse 17 says you didn't come to condemn me. And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
I know you are the Son of God.
I know you are the Son of God.
And I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly prayer language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. that's the first time you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom. You're now a believer. Shoot me an email and let me know. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. And we'll be a blessing to you in whatever way we can. Lots of teachings, lots of ways to help you learn and grow in God. And that's my place on this earth under God Almighty's assignment for my life. We sure enjoy bringing this to you. I pray that you enjoy it. Share it with your family, your friends, your kids. Tell them it's one of the easiest ways to hear the Word of God. And tell them it's with one of the coolest pastors. Well, till we see you again the next time that we come here, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon. God bless you.